Thanks for being with us. We had the opportunity today to have Congressman Andy Barr with us. One of the things we set out to do when we started this radio show was try to visit with as many of our elected officials as possible, and a real honor to get to have Mr. Barr here today. And he's always been good. When he comes back in, he gets out in his district, so we'd like to thank him for taking a few minutes to be with us today and to hear Congressman, Senator. But what actually does that mean? And what, just a good a description of what your job entails and
do it. Great. Well, first of all, Judge Anderson, thank you for the invitation to be with you on the show today. And thank you for your service to the community and to Powell County, and appreciate your leadership here. You know, the job of the congressman is really to be the voice of the people of Central and Eastern Kentucky in Congress, in the U.S. House of Representatives. There's 435 members of Congress, and each of us represent roughly 730,000 people. And I have the privilege for the last 5 years of representing the roughly 730,000 people in 19 counties in Central and Eastern Kentucky. That includes all of Lexington and Fayette County, but it includes a lot of counties east of Lexington, including Powell County. And all of the Red River Gorge, Wolf County is part of my district as well. Estill County is part of the district, Montgomery, Menifee. So a lot of the surrounding Clark counties in the district. So a lot of the surrounding counties in this area are part of our district. And I serve, this is the third term that I've represented this area, and I serve on the House Financial Services Committee. I'm the new chairman of the Monetary Policy and Trade Subcommittee. So in that capacity, we have jurisdiction and oversight over the Federal Reserve System in the country. We also have the privilege of being an advocate and voice for the community financial institutions in our community, such as banks and credit unions, and those lenders that really are the lifeblood of the local economy. So it's a great opportunity for me to really advocate for jobs, for homeowners, for entrepreneurs, and people who really invest in our communities. So we focus a lot on jobs and the economy.
I guess one unique thing, like I said, naturally, when you represent a district that big, it's a lot different than a county in that you have a diversity of, areas. There's the problems within those areas. While there are a lot of them the same, there's a lot of different ones. Is that I guess that's kind of hard to handle, too. I mean, in some instances, you could actually be trying to pass legislation that would be good for a part of your district as well as a negative maybe for the other part, and kind of trying to weigh those options. That has to make it a little bit more difficult.
You know, it's I do represent a diverse district in that I represent horse country in the bluegrass. I represent the bourbon industry, especially in Franklin County and Anderson County in the western part of my district, Woodford County. We represent manufacturing, auto manufacturing. I represent Scott County, so we have Toyota and the supply chain and all those manufacturing jobs, which are so important. I represent the University of Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky University, so a lot of higher education is in my district. We have Berea College, we have Georgetown College, Kentucky State over in Frankfort, Midway College, the Bluegrass Community and Technical College System, and KCTCS is actually headquartered in Versailles, so a lot of higher education. All the research that goes on, the scientists and the investigators over at the University of Kentucky, a lot of National Institutes of Health money goes to UK, so representing them is very important. So you're exactly right, Judge. There's a lot of diversity, and that's really a blessing. In this part of the district, of course, we kind of we're adjacent to the coal fields, and so we've had a rough time in the decline in coal production, and that's had a ripple effect on the Near East, communities like Powell County, and even businesses that aren't directly related to the coal industry have seen difficulties as a result of the decline in coal production and coal jobs. But there's other industries over here as well. And you and I have talked a lot about the opportunities for tourism as an economic opportunity for this area. We already have a lot of great tourism with the Natural Bridge State Park and Red River Gorge and the adventure tourism and the off-highway vehicles and horseback riding and fishing and hunting. The cabins over here are terrific. The scenic views are terrific. we are a destination spot for people outside of Kentucky, inside Kentucky, and around the world even. But there's even greater potential. And so developing tourism for this part of Kentucky, this part of this congressional district, is something that I remain very focused on.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Like you said, it does. And kind of going back to the energy thing, I think you said you had a Toyota, you go to Western Kentucky, the aluminum smelters and things. So whatever the energy policy, no doubt it plays a big part in a lot of the industry we currently have and trying to retain it and bring it. So I know that we have a lot of people employed by East Kentucky and those things here. So
that's right.
Very much reliant. Coal, very important, even though we're outside the production area necessarily. But I guess we kind of jumped ahead and never did really get into it. What actually led you to seek to be a congressman, or what was you hoping to obtain when you set out to run for that position?
You know, I love people. I love Kentucky. I was born and raised in Kentucky. All four of my grandparents were born in central Kentucky. And I really I have a passion for public service. But, you know, there isn't really any other reason to run for public office than to want to make a difference. And you don't have to be in government to make a difference. You can certainly make a difference in education as a teacher, in healthcare, as a doctor or nurse. You can make a big difference in business, in a church or in a charity. But I just felt called to try to, advocate for the people who I live with, my neighbors, my family and friends here in central Kentucky, go to Washington and be that voice, that champion for the signature industries that provide opportunities and jobs for the people of Kentucky, whether that's the coal industry or the auto manufacturing industry, like I said, Toyota, the horse industry. I'm the co-chairman of the bipartisan Congressional Horse Caucus. You would think that would be the case, being the congressman who represents the horse capital of the world, Keeneland, the beautiful horse farms in and around Lexington. The Kentucky Horse Park, the Red Mile, and also the bourbon industry. The bourbon industry is a growing industry in the western part of my district, I have legislation called the Aged Distilled Spirits Competitiveness Act, which is basically a fancy term for a tax cut for our bourbon distilleries. And the tourism potential is huge. You know, the wine industry in Northern California is a good example of where tourism has benefited the economy of California, Napa and Sonoma. Well, we now have a bourbon trail in Kentucky, and we're attracting tourists from all over the world. And so they'll come and they'll spend money in our hotels and our chambers of commerce. They'll do all kinds of additional tourist activities while they're in town on the bourbon trail. And we think that if they come to visit the bourbon distilleries, they'll stop by a horse farm, and then they'll make it over to Natural Bridge, and they'll see our beautiful eastern Kentucky scenery as well.
You're very much right, and naturally, a lot of those tourists will come from European countries to where they'll spend a month at a time. And like you said, it's very possible if we get them to a Fayette County or somewhere like that to do the bourbon trail, that if we put the facilities up, we're very much able to get some of their day travels or things like that. And I think you touched on another important thing in relation to tourism, and that is, you know, a lot of people think just because we don't directly have anything bourbon related here, but you're already starting to see that growth. You know, I know Round County's got a cooperage now, and our hardwood forest naturally provides some of the white oak that go into those barrels. So it's very much interlinked. You know, one activity in one part of the state very much interlies with a lot of the other activities.
Absolutely. So, yeah, great hardwood industry over here in Powell County.
Mm-hmm. We have quite a bit of economic growth that's been around that, and we're excited about that. I guess was there anything when you obtained your office that was a little different than what you anticipated, or what was kind of one of your biggest shocks? Now, I mean, naturally, you've been there a while now, but what was, the most shocking thing into your title once you got there, position?
Well, let's see. One negative thing and one positive thing. The negative is that I was kind of surprised to learn that when I got to Washington that Congress, the elected representatives of the American people, Congress is unfortunately not as influential and powerful in the federal government as the American people would expect or hope. In other words, over the last 70, 80 years, Congress has passed these huge laws that have created these bureaucracies, these agencies in the executive branch, and then Congress has delegated away their lawmaking power to unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats in the executive branch, and they really run the country. And most of the job of a member of Congress is unfortunately not lawmaking, because it's so difficult to get a bill to pass both houses of Congress and then signed into law by the president. Most of what we do is oversight over executive branch agencies that are harassing small businesses, passing rules and regulations, interfering. And Judge, you and I have talked about our mutual frustration with this when federal agencies are really unaccountable and they don't listen to the people, the local people. We have to rein that in. We have to rein in executive branch agencies that really are not accountable to the American people. Because when the people of Central and Eastern Kentucky elected me, they expected me to go to Washington and be the lawmaker for them. The reality is, most of the laws that they suffer under in many cases, or that they live under, are laws that are issued by regulators in the executive branch. That's not how our founding fathers intended this country to operate. So that's a disappointing kind of revelation for me. And we have to fix that. And I support legislation that would rein in all of these regulations from unaccountable bureaucrats. So, for example, I support a bill called the RAINS Act, which basically would say if any regulator in any agency like the EPA or the FDA or the CFPB, which stands for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or any other bureaucratic agency, the Department of Labor, or anything else, if any of these agencies issues a regulation, that regulation should not go into effect. It should not be binding on the American people unless and until members of Congress vote on it to approve it and it's signed into law by the president, just like any other law. I think that would hold the regulators more accountable, and it would allow the American people to hold their government more accountable. You know, the people of the 6th District can hold me accountable because every 2 years I'm subject to an election. But what they cannot do is they can't hold the EPA accountable. They can't hold the CFPB or the FDA or the Department of Labor or the USDA. They can't hold those agencies accountable because those folks are not subject to an election every 2 or 4 years. So we need to fix that problem. That's one surprise. The other thing that's maybe a positive surprise is the great privilege that I have on behalf of the people that I represent to meet and interact with some of the most influential people, not just in this country, but on the planet. I've had a chance to meet the Prime Minister of India. I've had a chance to meet on multiple occasions, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, both in the United States and in Jerusalem, and talk to him about our mutual security interests in the Middle East. I've had a chance to meet now President Obama about 3 times, and already in the 5 months in this year, I've probably actually had personal conversations with President Trump about 6 or 7 times. And I've met with and had personal conversations with Vice President Pence even more than that. I know the Speaker of the House very well. He's a friend of mine, Paul Ryan. I've got many Democrat friends. I'm a Republican, but I've got many Democrat friends who are very influential in the Congress. And of course, I, you know, work with powerful senators like Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul right here in my own delegation. So it's kind of a privilege to get a chance to interact with not only the nation's leaders, but the world's leaders as well. So we have office hours once a month in Powell County. It's the third Tuesday of every month, the third Tuesday of every month from 1 to 2 o'clock in the Powell County Courthouse. So we come to you if you have a casework issue, if you lost a Social Security check, or if you need resources to find assistance with drug recovery, or if you are a veteran and need help with the VA, anything like that. Please feel free to come visit the staff from our office, and we'll be happy to intake your casework and work with you to try to solve your problem.
Congressman Barr, in closing, would once again like to thank you for coming. Would you like to share with us what's been something that you've been most proud of? What is something you're most proud of accomplishing?
Well, I'm proud of that casework. I'm proud of my staff. We have great public servants who are overworked and underpaid, but they work really hard to help people. You know, politics can sometimes be controversial, but really what it's about is serving people. And when someone has a real problem, and when they come to us, typically they're at their wit's end. They've tried everything else. Then their last shot is to go to their congressman to try to solve their problem. And when the public servants who work in our office are able to solve that problem personally, that's probably
thank you once again for visiting with us and for your service.
Thanks a lot, Judge. Appreciate your service.